let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's not often that someone dies and then writes a book. It all started with a bowl of goulash for dinner for 16-year-old Brian Killebrew and ended with him slumped on the couch and dead. His story about what happened has never been told until now. The book, I Was Scared to Death When I Died, is his story. Brian was raised in the Ozarks of Harrison, Arkansas, and East Texas, calls himself a good old country boy who loves football, baseball, fishing, and riding horses. Brian Killebrew, author of I Was Scared to Death When I Died, shares his story on today's This Week in America. Brian, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'm looking forward to you sharing the story, and so much to talk about during the course of the interview today. And let's start first of all with the idea. What was the inspiration? Why did you decide, and when did you decide? Boy, this is a story that I really now feel like I can share with the public.
Well, I decided, after 35 years of my experience, that it was time to tell the story, which it is a true story. I did die, and of course, the good Lord, he came down to pick me up out of the darkness. And he was taking me up to heaven. He asked me, if I wanted to go to heaven with him. I said, yes, sir. And all that, and I was also thinking about my family and my friends at the same time. I was scared too.
Oh yes.
I was thinking. I do want to come to heaven, and then all of a sudden I'm thinking, well, what if he, takes me to heaven and judges me and throws me to hell? Well, I didn't want to go to hell, so. Anyway, he could read my mind, and he says, Brian, whenever you get up enough faith, then you can come to heaven with me. And that is the exact words he said, and that's whenever I woke up in the hospital there.
That's amazing. And so much, as I mentioned, you were, 16 years old at the time. This is a whole lot for anybody to go through, but especially at 16 years old, I would think.
Yes, sir. I think about it every day, actually. That's the thing. There is life beyond this life. It's very important that everybody knows that God is real, and that Satan is real too. And believe it or not, he almost got me. Satan almost got me. But good Lord above, he came down and got me out of darkness, and he raised me up. That's exactly what he did. And the book itself explains everything.
Yeah, and the book is I Was Scared to Death When I Died, the true story of Brian Killebrew, and Brian's our guest on the program. His website is iwasscaredtodeathwhenidied.com. Book available at Amazon as well, and you can link on directly to Brian's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Before this happened, up to that point, were you what you would call a religious person? Were you deeply religious at that time?
Actually, I was not. I was living in sin. The thing of it was is that, I was saved and I was baptized as a kid.
Yes.
And living in sin, living in darkness, I'll assure you, you don't want to do that. And you really want to watch what you say. All right? Because it is being recorded, what you say, and not only that, the Lord knows exactly what you're thinking, too.
Which is a little scary, isn't it? Because we think our thoughts are to ourselves, and no, they're really not. There's probably no difference then in whether you say them or think them, because they're being recorded by Him during that process. When you go through this, was this like sort of a wake-up call, do you think? Was this designed to to sort of jolt you into to reality?
Well, do you know, after going through that experience, you would think that I'd come become a priest.
Yes.
But I didn't. You know, I had a lot of temptations come my way. You know, money, alcohol, and women, you know.
Yes.
And, you know, but every day, you know, I thought about it still. You know, at the time, in 1984, especially in Texas, if you say something like that, well, they'd lock you up for being crazy. Right? they were a lot of nut houses around my area, so
yes.
I kept my mouth shut.
Yes.
I kept my mouth shut up until just lately. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned that you feel now is the time to tell the story, and you do it so well in your book, I Was Scared to Death When I Died, the true story of Brian Killebrew. What impact did this have on your life? After this happened, did you find a faith? Did you change faiths? What did this do to you from a faith standpoint?
Well, you know, I was a Catholic as a boy, a little boy. Then I went to, you know, being Baptist, you know, and, you know, of course, I did go to church here and there, but still, I was getting hit so many temptations, it is unbelievable. You know, there's nobody I know of that could have handled them temptations.
Yes.
That's a fact.
That's amazing. And told in Brian's story, do you have any regrets as you look back on how this whole thing has transpired? And even up to now, are there regrets when you look back at your life story?
Is there any regrets?
Yeah, any when you look back?
Yes, there is.
Okay.
My regret is not coming out with this a whole lot earlier than what I did. And, you know, I actually rebelled is what I did. Mm. And, but I will say this, the good Lord, he has forgiven me. And, and that's all I got to say on that.
Well, enough said, because that sums it up.
And
for...
that was confirmed. And that was confirmed too, by the way.
It's just yeah. It's such a.
I have a little different. Friendship, you know, with God. You know, I talk to him just like my dad. You know, just
yes,
just like anybody. You know, and that's what it is.
Well, let me ask about that, because
every day about 4 or 5.
So it's like a family member you're talking to.
Yes. And you see, whenever I died, I actually, when the good Lord, he brought me up, it felt like I had known him longer than I had been alive. It was just like my best friend, you know?
Yes.
And that's what it was. Yes, sir.
What's it like being in the presence of the Lord? What was that experience like?
Well, it was peaceful, it was joyful, and it was just unexplainable, to be honest with you.
Yes.
You know, it's something that, well, I can tell you this, it's the most wonderful feeling that you could ever have or ever experience. And I've experienced it like 3 times now.
Oh, so this was more than once when you've experienced this?
Yeah, yeah. Yep. That first time I left my body. The other times I didn't. You know, I've died a few times.
This is just an amazing story, and gets more amazing as we talk to the author of the book, Brian Killebrew. I Was Scared to Death When I Died, The True Story of Brian Killebrew. Let's talk a little bit about spirituality in your life. Have you ever lost touch with your spirituality?
No, sir. Like I say, I talk to him every day.
It's still a constant.
Through the good and through the bad, you know. I just talk to him every day. He's my best friend. He's my father, you know, my father in heaven.
What are you most grateful
for? Jesus Christ.
Huh? Yeah, and what are you most grateful for in your life? And that's probably a difficult question because you've had several experiences where you died and been able to return. What are you most grateful for?
Well, most grateful for is that my Father in Heaven, our Father in Heaven, and our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and of course my children, my own children.
Yes. With us on the program is Brian Killebrew. His website, by the way, was iwasscaredtodeathwhenidied.com. Book available also at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to Brian's website. What role do your beliefs play in your life today? How has this shaped you? How has this molded you over the years?
Well, I tell you, it's got me a lot closer, believe me, to the Lord. And to appreciate life here on earth, you know, while we're here.
Yes.
Because that body of yours is just a shell. You live on.
It's interesting.
That's a fact.
Well, yes, and when you live on, there are the temptations. And I would like to go back to that. Talk a little bit, and you mentioned some of those. We all face temptation as we go through life, and we try to do our best, but it's very difficult. How difficult was it for you to have, and it sounds like they came at you, Satan came at you 100 miles an hour.
Well, he came at me a whole lot faster than that. It was that powerful, and let me tell you, Satan himself is powerful too. I heard his voice too. You just have to read the book.
Yes, it's all laid out there.
He almost stole my salvation. There's a serious spiritual war between good and bad, and that's what it is, and it is very serious.
And the book is I Was Scared to Death When I Died, The True Story of Brian Killebrew. If you had a chance with all of the knowledge that you've had and talking now with a younger generation, what would you tell them? Because you were going through probably what many people in the younger generation are going through today. What advice would you give them based on what you've gone through?
Well, the advice I'd give them would be very careful what you say and what you think, and get to know the Lord, get in the Word, right, and carry on a relationship with the Lord. And you know, if you don't, then you're in trouble.
Brian Killebrew, our guest, a couple minutes left in the program. What was your childhood like? We picked up at age 16. What was it like before that? What was it like for you growing up?
Well, you know, at age two, my dad took me away from my mother up from Waco, Texas. Then we got there in Ozark Mountains of Arkansas, and didn't see my mother until I was age nine again. And till then, you know, it was scary. It was difficult. It was adventurous. You name it, I'll guarantee it. That's what it was.
Well, one review of the book said his childhood was both romantic and troubling. And it sounds like that pretty well sums it up, doesn't it?
Yes. Now, the best part of my childhood life was my grandmother. If it wasn't for her, then, I would have never had love.
Yes.
She'd talk to me about God, and she'd say, "Son, now let me tell you, there's a God and there's a Satan. Don't ever let anybody tell you any different." And of course, there he is. She was right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Grandmother is usually right, and she was right in this particular case. Why do you think that you were chosen, and I will use that word chosen, in this circumstance, not only at 16, but the other experiences that you talked about? Why you, do you think?
Why me?
Yes.
Well, that's the question I asked myself, too, before.
Yeah.
And, for one thing, I've done a lot of sinning in my life, and I've done a lot of good in my life, and it's time to stand up and fight for who you believe in, and that'd be you, the Lord Jesus Christ, and your Father in heaven. That's what it is. Or you can go to the dark side.
What has this been like? I've got a minute or so left, but I'm fascinated by this. What has this been like for you? I almost get a sense that telling the story, that writing the story, is almost a sense of relief that you can now share this with people and maybe help people who are struggling with their faith as well. What's this been like for you?
Well, you know, it's been up and downs all the way through most of my life. And just got to cling on to your faith. Know that he is there with you at all times, through good and bad. And he's always been there for me. And, you know, for the younger generation, they need to know that, hey, there is a God out there. And, yes, there is a Satan out there. And believe you me, I know.
Yeah, you've experienced both. Oh. It's such a fascinating read. I Was Scared to Death When I Died, The True Story of Brian Killebrew. The book is available at Amazon. You'll find it at Brian's website, which is iwasscaredtodeathwhenidied.com. You can link on to both, of course, by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Brian, I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us. Share the story on the program today. Thank you. Congratulations on getting the book written, the success that you've had with the book. Thank you for sharing your story with us on the program.
All right. Well, thank you, Rick. Have a good day.
You do as well. A pleasure to have you with us. Brian Killebrew, author of the book, I Was Scared to Death When I Died, The True Story of Brian Killebrew. Book available, as I say, at Amazon. You'll find it at his website, iwasscaredtodeathwhenidied.com. And, of course, if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on Brian and his book. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.